Today they go steady.
And he would be called her...
He?
Yeah, he would be her... If they're going steady, he would be her...
That's two words, I guess. Boyfriend?
Okay, and she would be his...
Girlfriend?
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
He'd been kissing his girlfriend.
And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
Broke up, or they're breaking up.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
Turned him down.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Gave him his ring back.
And... Say she didn't turn him down, he'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Get hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
Mm-hmm. Bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would come around to their house that night and make a lot of noise, like beat on pans or fire off rifles and things. They'd call that a...
What you mean they'd call it what?
Well, did you ever hear people doing that? Coming to...
Yeah, we in the country, up until a few years ago, some of the older ones that got married, maybe aggravated them by doing quite a few things. Not only painting a car, jacking a car up, setting it on blocks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them from going anywhere, and then follow them as far as we could. And keep them up all night, or try to keep them separated or what have you.
Did you have a name for that type of celebration or something? Did you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you use the words up, down, and over, talking about location? Like you said, last week I saw him, what, Birmingham? I saw him.
Huh? Saw him up Birmingham?
Why would you say up?
Well, why would I say up?
Well, usually you never did know exactly, a lot of you people didn't know exactly where it come from, and it was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a few people that knew exactly who made it, but they, again, wouldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
On account of the government or what have you. And then you, that gets to the bootlegging part.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually was the best part. That's where you made your most money. Crossing your state line and what have you.
How would they just load the car up and...
Yeah, well, we had what you call Jimmy John's.
What's a Jimmy John?
That's a jug they use for today in the city as a terrarium.
Mm-hmm.
To plant flowers, similar to the same thing except for the neck of it.
Mm-hmm.
You could get them in different sizes, 5, 10 gallon, whatever. Back in my days, if your daddy let you ride with him, and he happened to be one that was bootlegging,
bootlegging means transporting it?
Right.
Or selling it?
Bootlegging means loading the car up and, going, say, we'll say 30 miles, maybe 50 miles, because your cars wasn't that fast and they wasn't that new. But the kid, if there was a boy involved in it, and he rode with his daddy, it was always